Many stories have been told about Sacagawea, but little has been told about the baby, Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau. The story of Little Pomp is brought to you by LewisandClarkTrail.com. Don't forget to click on the online shopping icon. Every official bicentennial item you purchase helps build the Lewis and Clark Trail legacy for the future. Born February 11, 1805, in an earthen lodge in present-day North Dakota, with the help of Captain Lewis and some rattlesnake tail, Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau's story is an adventure all its own, with travels to Europe and journeys to the newly settled West, ranging from Colorado to California. This was one tough kid who was carried by his mother to the Oregon coast and back. The first part of Jean-Baptiste's life is well documented in the journals of Lewis and Clark. William Clark took a real liking to the boy and called him Little Pomp, probably taken from a Shoshone word meaning leader. At the end of the Lewis and Clark adventure, Captain Clark made an offer to Sacagawea to help raise the boy in St. Louis and to give him an education. Sacagawea took him up on the offer and brought Jean-Baptiste to St. Louis in 1809 when he was 4 years old. By the time Jean-Baptiste turned 18, he was living in the Kansas City, Kansas area working at a trading post. This is where he met Paul Wilhelm, Duke of Wurttemberg, Germany. The Duke was studying plants and animals in America. Paul Wilhelm was so impressed by Jean-Baptiste that he invited him to his home in Germany. In Germany, Jean-Baptiste learned the language and helped the Duke with his studies. In 1829, Jean-Baptiste was back in St. Louis, working as a fur trapper and back in the environment he loved. Jean-Baptiste had a few jobs in his lifetime. Most were in the great outdoors, hunting, fishing, and guiding. One of the few office jobs Jean-Baptiste held was that of a public administrator and judge in California. He had a hard time in the position because he didn't care for the way local ranchers treated the Indians. This job lasted only a year, and soon Jean-Baptiste was off to find gold in Sacramento, a place he called home for 18 years. The gold bug hit again when Jean-Baptiste was 61. He packed up and headed out to find his fortune in Montana. He never made it, however. Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau died along the trail at Danner, Oregon, of pneumonia. His gravesite is well marked and is taken care of by his mother's people, the Shoshone. The story of Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau is brought to you by LewisandClarkTrail.com, inviting you to relive the adventure.